Help thou mine unbelief. One weekend I woke up and was unable to hear in my left ear. I called an ear, nose, and throat doctor and made an appointment. The doctor immediately sent me to an audiologist for a hearing test. I began to worry when I could not hear any of the test sounds in my left ear. At the end of the test, the audiologist concluded that I had sensory neural hearing loss, meaning a cranial nerve used in hearing was damaged. I was shocked. I was only 26 years old and was already discussing the need for a hearing aid. One of my biggest passions is music. Would I still be able to play my instruments and sing? The doctor prescribed a steroid to see if it would help, but he was positive my hearing loss was permanent. My emotions soon got the better of me and tears flooded my eyes. I was afraid of what the future would bring, and I was sad that I would never hear normally again. That night, my husband Brian suggested that he give me a priesthood blessing. I expected that the blessing would give me comfort and strength to deal with my hearing loss, but instead Brian promised in his blessing that my hearing would be fully restored. I couldn't believe it. My husband must be mistaken, I thought. The doctor had seen many cases like mine and said that my hearing would not return. Afterward, I asked Brian if he thought the promised blessing was his will or the Lord's. Brian told me he had felt a strong prompting to make the promise. I wasn't convinced. As I pondered my condition, I remembered a scripture in the book of Mark where Jesus tells a desperate father that all things are possible to him that believeth. The man responded, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. This was my plea to my heavenly Father that night. I wanted to believe that I would be healed, but I was unsure. I lacked faith the Lord would help me in my crisis. After my prayer, I thought about a lesson I had taught the young women about the power of priesthood blessings. I had told the class to ask for blessings and that the Lord can heal the sick through blessings. How could I expect them to believe me if I lacked faith? I decided to put my trust in the Lord. He had not lied to me before. 2 weeks later, my hearing completely returned. The audiologist and doctor were shocked. I will forever be grateful to Heavenly Father that my hearing was restored, but I am even more grateful for the lesson I learned. Even if it's not always in the way we are promised in a blessing, I know the Lord will bless us if we put our faith and trust in Him. Stephanie Hughes, Texas, USA. End of the section, LDS Voices. Read by David Shaw, Hilary Straga, Jane Wise, and Kara McClellan.